This is historic. And the reason you know it's historic is because we were given a 9 a.m. time slot. There are no lines. And as you look around, you know most of everybody who's here.
This is the first ever symposium on women to be held at a major art fair, according to the organizers. The event was designed to bring attention to the inequality of men and women, not in the home, but on gallery walls. Only about 5% of art currently on display in museums is by women. And when their art sells, it goes for about a tenth of the price of men's art. The tendency to view pieces as investments is a trend that Elizabeth Sackler, a major philanthropist in the art world, says is masking ongoing inequality.
I think it dilutes art, it dilutes artists' goals, and I think it's very destructive.
She thinks that a re-emphasis on the art, and not the business around it, will elevate the status of a female perspective. Beth Lipman is one woman showing at Art Miami. Her first major sale showed her that there's still value in that monetary transaction.
It wasn't really about the money. It was about, like, this institution. They're saying to me, you've made something of significance, of cultural value.
That type of validation is something Art Miami is trying to promote. 43 of the galleries there represent the works of over 100 women artists. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.